God bless you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for worship this morning. Thank you, Pastor Nick. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Maurizio, for leading us in worship today. I wonder if you would join your heart together with ours, and we're going to just spend a moment in prayer. We have a number of friends, HTC family members fighting COVID-19, and friends and family of our members. And so we just want to agree together in prayer. Would you join with us? And let's lift up these needs to the Lord. Father, we thank you that your word declares, God is my refuge and God is my strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Father, we thank you that you are our defensive help when we need a defense, that you are our offensive help when we need to step out. We thank you that you are every kind of help we need precisely in the moment that we need it. Father, today we lift up friends in need. Lord, we lift up our beloved brother Wes fighting COVID-19. Father, we pray for your healing touch for Wes right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that you would breathe into his lungs the breath of life. Lord, we pray for our sister Lynn recovering. Lord, we pray that you would just raise her up. We pray that you would deliver her completely, Lord, from every symptom of COVID-19, and that, Father, you would just restore full health to her. We pray for Juana from Iglesia Tiempo de Cosecha. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her off the ventilator, and now we pray for her full recovery in Jesus' name. For our sister Michelle, Lord, we pray that you would heal her. Father, we pray for family members and close friends of our HTC family. We pray for two brothers, Bernard and Ronald, both fighting COVID-19. Lord, would you heal them in Jesus' name? We pray for Raquel. We pray for Janaina. We pray for Anthony. We pray for Diana. We pray for Matt, one of our former HTC family members. Lord, we pray for Nascimento this morning. Father, we ask for a healing touch for every one of these. Lord, would you raise them up, Lord? Father, we pray for all of our HTC family members working on the front lines. We pray for our healthcare professionals. We pray for Dr. Robin. We pray for Dr. Sunil. We pray for Dr. Oninye. We pray for Dr. Jacob. Lord, we pray for Rebecca this morning. And we pray for Annie, for Dr. Diana. Lord, for Marge. We pray for our nurses, Cassandra and Katie, for Gloria, for April, for Lally. We pray for our technicians. We pray for Jay and every hospital employee, worker, medical office worker. Father, we pray that you would just completely surround them, protect them from this virus. And Lord, we pray that you'd minister your healing through their hands. We pray for our first responders. We pray for Bob. We pray for Galvin. We pray for Kyle. We pray for our friend Carl. Lord, we pray for Daniel and Matthew. Lord, we ask for our police officers, our peace officers, for our firefighters, for our EMTs. Lord, we pray that you would just surround them. We pray for our president, President Trump. Lord, we pray that you would give him wisdom. We pray for those advising him. Lord, we pray that as they lift their eyes to heaven, Lord, that you would direct them, Lord, in how to lead our country through this crisis, how to bring us out of this crisis. Father, we pray for Governors Murphy and Cuomo and Governor Lamont. Lord, we pray that you would give them wisdom. We pray that, Father, they would lead each one of our states in the tri-state area through the right steps, Lord, to recover and to come out of this shutdown. Father, we just thank you. We pray that you would extend your umbrella of kingdom authority over every member of our HTC family. Lord, we pray that you would extend the umbrella of your kingdom peace, your kingdom order, your kingdom protection, your kingdom provision over every member of our church. Lord, we ask that none of these diseases would come near us. Father, we pray that our households, our family members, would be covered with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all of these things, and we trust in you, in the mighty name of our Savior, Jesus. Everybody said, amen and amen. Thank you so much for praying with us. In just one moment, if you have your Bible or if you have your Bible app, we're going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 12, first couple of verses. You can find your way to Hebrews chapter 12. While you do, if you'd like an outline of today's sermon, there is a PDF available. You can find the link in the chat section. In the comments, you'll find a link to the PDF of today's sermon outline. You can click on that and download it and follow along. We want to say a very big thank you to everyone who has stepped up during this shutdown and has remembered your tithe to the Lord, your giving to missions, even building fund giving. Thank you for everyone who has made a gift online or has sent a gift in the mail. You know, normally when we're holding Sunday morning worship services, normally 60% of what we receive every week comes in the Sunday morning offering from people attending Sunday morning worship services. About 40% every week of our giving comes in online. And we just want to thank you so much. So many people have stepped up. People who were not previously giving online, you have gone online, you've given at HT Church, our website, or you've given by text. We want to thank those that have sent gifts in the mail. As we finish April and as we're looking at May, we do need your help. If you're still working, if you're still receiving your regular income, please do remember your tithe. Remember our missionaries. We are getting flooded with requests from our dear friends around the world. Many developing countries are also shut down, and the people are in real need. The ministries are in need, trying to help people, and they're sending requests to us, and we're doing everything we can. But if you can remember your tithe, if you can remember giving to our missionaries, you can give online anytime, htchurch.com. Click the giving link at the top of the homepage, or you can text HT Church to 73256, HT Church to 73256. You can give by texting. That number, that information will be in the chat section of the live stream. You can find that information for giving by text, or many of you are sending offerings by mail, and we do thank you so much for that. Just before we read from Hebrews chapter 12, a couple quick things. First of all, this coming Tuesday at 8 p.m., Tuesday at 8 p.m., Pastor Faith, Pastor Denise, and myself will be starting a brand new session of Discovery Track. We'll be doing this online via Zoom. If you are new to Harvest Time Church, or even if you've been part of our family for a while and you have never participated in Discovery Track, we would love for you to join us for this session of Discovery Track. Discovery Track is a four-week experience. It's designed to help you discover your purpose and begin expressing that purpose. It's four sessions. For those that are interested in becoming members at HTC, there's an opportunity during Discovery Track for you to become members. And so we'd love to have you join us. If you haven't yet taken it, jump on board, take Discovery Track with us. Go to our homepage, htchurch.com, click on the Discovery Track logo that you'll see on the homepage and register. And we will send you an invitation to join the Zoom meeting at 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening, Thursday evening at 8, all of our pastors are going to be online. We're going to be having a prayer meeting. Send your prayer requests to prayer@htchurch.com, prayer@htchurch.com. We'll be lifting those up together, and you can join the online prayer meeting at our YouTube channel, which is htchurch.tv, htchurch.tv, 8 o'clock Thursday evening. We'll pray together. And then very quickly, we would love for you to be part of HTC Creates. During this shutdown, we're having a friendly online talent competition. This is for all ages, young, not so young, everybody in between. What are we looking for? You can send a picture, draw or paint something, a photograph, knit something, make something, build something. We're looking for songs. We're looking for dances. We're looking for instrumental performances. We're looking for skits, stand-up comedy routines, spoken words, poems, short stories. We want you to create during the shutdown. So submissions are due Monday, May the 4th, and you can go to our website, htchurch.com, and click on the HTC Creates logo and get all the rules and all the information about our competition. Our family is challenging several families to a lip sync battle, and we want you all to join in. We're going to have some fun. We're going to create during the shutdown. All right, look with me in Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, let's talk about unstuck. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. The Bible says, Hebrews 12, verse 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Let's talk about unstuck for a few minutes this morning. You know, as we enter this fifth week of the shutdown, it's starting to get a little bit old now. We're starting to get antsy, longing for life to return to normal, and a lot of people are really starting to feel the strain of the restrictions that have been placed upon us. College buddy of mine is in desperate need of a haircut, and he posted a picture of himself yesterday, and he said, you know, the longer I stay home, the more homeless I appear. And we can all kind of relate to that. So I was thinking this week about our current situation, and the Lord started reminding me of so many heroes in the Bible who passed through similar seasons as what we're in right now. They endured seasons where they were stuck in difficult predicaments. And if I may be perfectly honest, without downplaying our current crisis, their situations were far more serious, and most of them lasted much longer than what we're going through right now. Not that our struggle isn't serious, but theirs was even more so. And the Lord started reminding me of these heroes and the things that they did to not only endure, but to emerge victorious from their stuck season. Even though they were outwardly stuck, inwardly, their faith was not stuck, and faith was their key to overcoming. For the next few weeks, I want to share some of the stories of these heroes. So let's talk about unstuck, releasing faith in life's sticky situations. And why not start this morning with our ultimate example in everything? Jesus. The writer of Hebrews tells us when we're experiencing hardships to fix our eyes on Jesus and consider how he endured the cross. How did Jesus behave when he was stuck? You know, starting with his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, for about 15 hours, Jesus was bound. They tied Jesus' hands, and they led him off to trial. John 18:24 tells us that all through that long night and into the morning hours, Jesus remained tied up. And then they tied him to a Roman whipping post and gave him a merciless beating. And then they strapped his arms to a 100-pound crossbeam and led him on a march of shame out of the city of Jerusalem. Finally, they nailed Jesus' hands and feet to a cross where he couldn't move. because of his own free will choice to fully obey his Father, Jesus was outwardly stuck on the cross, but inwardly he was completely free. Looking at how Jesus endured the cross, we can immediately see some things that we're free to do, even though we're stuck at home right now. We're free to keep our composure like Jesus did. We're free to keep our wits about us and not fall all to pieces. We're free to think clearly. We're free to see this current crisis from a higher perspective. We're free to be proactive rather than reactive, just going off and just exploding and reacting to everything. We're free to hold our heads up high, just like Jesus did on the cross. We're free to maintain our dignity. We're free not to create all kinds of drama. We're free to speak judiciously and graciously and gracefully, just like Jesus did. We don't have to be peevish. We don't have to be thin-skinned. We don't have to get drawn into petty controversies. We're free not in our own strength, but we're free because his strength lives inside of us. Leading up to Easter, we looked at Jesus' last words from the cross. This morning, I want to look at those last words one last time all together, and I want to share a few things that we can do while we're stuck at home. What can we do while we're stuck at home? Well, looking at Jesus, first of all, we can forgive people. We can forgive people. Jesus' first word from the cross was an intercessory prayer for those who crucified him. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. You know, we might be stuck at home right now, but we're still free inside to forgive people who have caused us pain. Anyone else notice that people are just a little extra sensitive right now? Because of the stress and the anxiety that we're going through, people take things in a way that you never meant them. Something maybe you intended to be lighthearted or fun, people take offense at. And people are just triggered. They're just ready to kind of go off at anything. You know, my favorite is what I call insensitive, sensitive people. When they communicate to you, they can be incredibly insensitive, forthright, unempathetic, critical. But when you communicate to them, they're ironically oversensitive. They take things the wrong way or in the wrong spirit. Can I just say there's a lot of that going around right now? Listen, this is a very good time to be extra thoughtful about our words, and it's also a time to be quick to forgive if someone is insensitive or oversensitive with us. While we're stuck at home, this is also a very good time to invite the Holy Spirit to come search our hearts and show us if there's someone from our recent past or from our not-so-recent past that we need to forgive. You know, when we harbor unforgiveness, we are the ones who are bound up inside. You know, maybe the person you need to forgive is the person that you're stuck at home with right now. I have to tell you, I felt that one. We need to pray like David, "Search me, O God, know my heart." And if the Lord brings someone from your recent past or your not so recent past to mind, then pray with the words of Jesus. Father, forgive Joe for what he said, for what he did. Father, forgive Sue for what she said, for what she did. Forgiveness is your choice. It might take a little while, but if you'll choose to forgive, eventually the feeling of forgiveness will follow along behind. Maybe while you're stuck at home, the Lord wants you to find inner freedom through forgiveness. What can we do while we're stuck at home? We can forgive people. Looking at Jesus, we can also share about eternal life. We can also share about eternal life. Jesus' second word from the cross was a promise to the thief dying beside him, "Surely I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise." Not only is this a time when people are very sensitive, but I find that this is a time when people are also very open to the Lord. People are fearful, and rightly so, and they're looking for hope. And we happen to have a monopoly on hope. You know, we don't wish to die from COVID-19, but neither do we live with the fear of dying. Jesus has delivered us from the fear of death. We still have a lot of living we want to do, but if God should call for us, we have peace about where we will go and what awaits us. While we're stuck at home, what might happen if we started praying for someone we know who doesn't have that same peace? Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a neighbor or a coworker. What if we started praying for the opportunity to share about eternal life and prayed that they would have an open heart to receive? See, it's our prayers in advance that enable us to be used as God's mouthpiece in a strategic moment. Ask the Lord to give you a name and then start praying every day for that person. And you'll recognize when the right moment comes, that person will open up his heart, open up her heart to you. You can ask a simple question. Do you have peace about where you will go when the Lord calls for you? You know, no matter what they answer, go straight to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then simply ask the person, would you like to pray with me to receive Jesus? I want to tell you, it is that easy, and it absolutely works. It doesn't depend upon you. It depends upon the power of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit working in someone's heart. You're simply God's mouthpiece in the moment. What can we do when we're stuck at home? We can forgive, we can share about eternal life. Next, we can care for people, especially for our seniors. We can care for people, and especially our seniors. Jesus' third word from the cross had to do with the care of his earthly mother, Mary. Jesus' cousin, John, the beloved disciple, was standing next to Mary at the foot of the cross. Jesus said, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." Apparently, Jesus' adoptive father, Joseph, had passed away. Being the eldest son, Jesus was responsible for the care of his mother Mary and her support. In his dying moments, Jesus passed that responsibility not to his half-brothers and sisters, but to John, because John was a believer in Jesus and he loved Jesus. At the foot of the cross, Jesus formed a brand new family made up of people who are equally matched in their love for Jesus and their commitment to follow him. And Jesus charged that new family to care for one another. Today, we are that family. You know, during this crisis, we've seen the very best come out in so many people. So many people are doing what they can to care for others. Our friends at Connie's Circle are sewing masks right now and delivering them to healthcare facilities, places that are in need of masks. This week, they delivered masks for every member of my family. Denise and I wore them to the supermarket this week. Stacia and all of our friends at Connie Circle, thank you so much for what you're doing. We've had other friends who were able to get N91 masks from overseas, and they've been delivering those to healthcare workers at facilities where they're needed. We were able to help supply Clorox wipes and gloves to a family caring for a COVID-19 patient at home. Our couples life group has been delivering groceries to people who are in need. Our friends Ralph and Valerie Kissenbing have been delivering little care packages to people who need encouragement. Our prayer warriors have been storming heaven with prayers for people on the front lines, for essential workers, for those who are sick and their families. Some people are posting things that are uplifting and are encouraging. Listen, as this thing drags on now, we need more of that. If someone pops into your mind, pick up the phone. Give an encouraging phone call. Pray with that person over the phone. Send someone an encouraging email or a private message on social media. If you become aware that someone has a practical need, do whatever you can to try to meet it. And if you can't meet it personally, see if you can reach out to someone who can help fill that need. And listen, let's especially take care of our seniors. Let's let them know how much they're loved. Let's let them know that they're not forgotten. Let's let them know that they're not alone. What can we do while we're stuck at home? Looking at Jesus, we can forgive. We can share about eternal life. We can care for others. Another thing, we can pray honest prayers. We can pray honest prayers. Jesus spoke his first three statements during the first 3 hours on the cross. At noontime, the sky grew dark, and for the next 3 hours, Jesus hung in silence while the sins of the world were upon him, the penalty for the sins of the world. Close to 3 p.m., Jesus spoke again, this time quoting a psalm of agony, Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? While he was suffering, Jesus prayed an honest prayer to his Father. And while we're going through this, we can pray honest prayers too. If we're afraid, we can tell our Father about it. If we're anxious, we can tell our Father about it. If we're worried about someone who's sick, we can tell our Father about it. If we're apprehensive about our finances, we can tell our Father about it. Listen, faith is not pretending that real threats don't exist. Faith is not denying how we feel about the challenges that we're facing. The Bible says Abraham faced the fact that his old body was beyond the point of fathering children, and Sarah's old body was beyond the point of conceiving and carrying and delivering a child. Abraham was crystal clear about how grave his circumstances were, but he chose to believe God anyhow. And that's faith. It's believing God's promises when there's no earthly reason to do so. St. Peter wrote, cast your cares on him because he cares for you. You know, you have to admit that you have a care before you can cast it on Jesus. What if you made a list of everything you're concerned about right now, and then you took that list to the Lord in prayer? Father, I'm worried about my salary in May. Father, I'm worried about the mortgage payment, but I trust your promise that you shall supply all my needs. Father, I'm worried about my HTC brothers and sisters who are sick with COVID-19, but I trust your promise that you hear your righteous ones when they cry and you deliver them out of all of their troubles. And you know, here's the thing. I always feel so much better after I pray. There's an old hymn. It says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. It is so true. You know, sometimes I worry and I fret about things for days and days, and when I finally take them to the Lord in prayer, after 20 or 30 minutes in his presence, everything changes. The burden lifts. My mind clears. That's usually when creative solutions begin to flow. That's usually when answers begin to come. My outward circumstances are still the same, but inwardly in prayer, I receive the strength to face them and to overcome. What can we do while we're stuck at home? Another thing, we can thirst for more of the Lord. Jesus' fifth word from the cross was the shortest, "I'm thirsty." While the sins of the whole world were upon Jesus, the penalty for the sins of the whole world, Jesus was separated in some way from the Father, in a way we don't really understand, and Jesus longed for his Father's presence again. King David wrote, "As the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants for you. Oh my God, when can I go and meet with God?" You know, one thing this shutdown has shown us is how much we rely on other things and not enough on the Lord. We rely on our strong work ethic. We rely on our high performance capacity. We rely on our good position. But the Bible says he is the one who gives us the ability to get wealth. We rely on our strong economy, but the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, from the Lord of glory. We rely on our government to take care of us, but Jesus said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials abuse their authority, but I came among you as one who serves." We rely on our military might to protect us. But the Bible says no king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is vain hope for deliverance. Despite all of its strength, it cannot save. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. We rely on our great healthcare system to save us, but the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Another thing this shutdown has shown us is how much time we spend on everything else and not enough time cultivating our relationship with Jesus. Maybe while some things are taken away from us, the Lord wants to use this opportunity to help us be thirsty for his presence again. When you think about some of the things you can't do right now, in their place, why don't you pick up the word and begin reading again? Why don't you begin worshiping the Lord at home and praying and communing with him again? What can we do while we're stuck at home right now? We can forgive. We can share about eternal life. We can care for people. We can pray honest prayers. We can thirst more for the Lord. Here's another thing. This one's my favorite. We can speak by faith. Jesus' sixth word from the cross was a victory shout. The very end of Psalm 22, "It is finished." Psalm 22 begins with a cry of agony, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" But it ends with a shout of victory. Listen to how Psalm 22 finishes. "People from the ends of the earth will turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations will bow down before him." Listen, I love this. "Our children will serve the Lord, and they will tell future generations about him. They will proclaim his righteousness to people not yet born. He has done this." Tetelestai. It is finished. When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," he was speaking by faith. He was looking beyond the moment of his death and looking ahead to all the victories that his death would accomplish. When we're experiencing hardships, Hebrews tells us, look at Jesus. Look at how he endured the shame of the cross because of the joy set before him. Listen, while we're stuck at home, we can speak by faith too. Here's what I know. I know that God didn't ask us to build this sanctuary for it to sit empty. I know God asked us to build this sanctuary for it to be full. When this crisis passes, and it will pass, this sanctuary is going to be fuller than it was before the crisis began. This sanctuary is going to be fuller at the end of 2020 than it was at the beginning of 2020. God asks us to build this sanctuary for a great harvest that's coming very, very soon. And here's what I know. When revival begins, it will not be nearly big enough. People from the ends of the earth will turn to the Lord. Families will bow down. Our children will serve the Lord. They will tell future generations about Him. They will proclaim His righteousness to a people not yet born. I speak the word of the Lord by faith in the middle of this crisis. And listen, as individuals, the Lord's going to help us come out of this thing stronger than ever. The Lord's going to help you come out of this thing stronger than ever. Isaac emerged from a famine wealthier than before the famine. Jacob emerged from 20 years under the thumb of his crooked uncle Laban wealthier than Laban. Joseph emerged from 10 years in prison as the ruler of Egypt. Israel emerged from 400 years of hard slavery as a mighty nation with all the wealth of Egypt in their hands. David emerged from 8 years hiding from Saul as the new king of Israel. We might be stuck at home for a little bit, but God isn't limited in any way from supernaturally orchestrating things so that we come out of this not only unscathed, but we come out of this thing ahead. While you're stuck at home, speak by faith. Lord, I can't work right now, but I trust, I know, I believe, I confess, I declare, You are working on my behalf. What can we do while we're stuck at home? Forgive, share about eternal life, care for people, pray honest prayers, thirst more, speak by faith. Finally, this, we can trust God. We can trust God. Jesus' final word from the cross was putting himself in the Father's hands. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I want to tell you, for me, this has been the most powerful thing that I have learned during this shutdown. I keep coming up against these really impossible situations. And since I can't do anything else, I keep praying, Lord, it's in your hands. On Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, I received some discouraging news. It set me back on my heels a little bit. When I went to bed Friday night, I simply said, Lord, this is in your hands. And I rolled over and I slept, had a great night's sleep. Early Saturday morning, my phone buzzed and there was a message waiting for me. It said, we are so sorry. The message we sent you on Friday was an error. And in fact, we have good news to share with you, not the bad news that I had been told. Now listen, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but I know that once more, the Lord worked on my behalf and worked on behalf of HTC. Now I know the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear them from his heavenly sanctuary and save them with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. HTC, while you're stuck at home, may your faith be unstuck. May God give you the grace to believe that He is working on your behalf and He's working on our behalf. God bless you. Pastor Nick is going to share a song with us, and then we're going to close with a final word of prayer.
Oh, holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Holy, there There is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
You know, in the Gospels, the apostles said, I don't have silver and I don't have gold, but what I do have, I give to you. I want to tell you something. I don't have any silver and I don't have any gold, but I do have the gift of faith. And I release to you in the mighty name of Jesus, the gift of faith, the ability to believe that God is going to bring you through this shutdown, not only unscathed, but you're going to emerge victorious and overcoming. Just before we sign off this morning, I want to ask somebody out there, do you have peace? If the Lord were to call for you, if the Lord were to come for you, do you have peace about where you would go, about what waits for you on the other side? The way to respond to the message of the cross is with a prayer of believing on Jesus. And just before we finish, I'd like to lead in a prayer. If you've never prayed a prayer like that, I want to invite you to say that prayer with us out loud, right where you are. Maybe you prayed a prayer like that a long time ago, but a lot of water's gone under the bridge since then, and this is a good time to pray it for the first time in a long time. I want to lead, and I want to invite you to just pray out loud with us right where you're sitting. Let's pray a prayer of believing on Jesus. Let's pray. I'll lead and you follow. Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for coming. Thank you for living a perfect life for me. Jesus, you died on the cross for me. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you rose from the dead. Jesus, I'm coming to you. Forgive my sins. Wash me. Make me a new person. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Jesus, I confess you now as my Lord and the leader of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer for the first time or for the first time in a long time, you're born again. We want to invite you to reach out to us. Would you send us an email at office@htchurch.com, office@htchurch.com, and let us know you prayed that prayer. And we just want to reach out to you this week, celebrate, and pray a prayer of blessing over you. God bless you, everyone. Tuesday evening, 8 p.m., Discovery Track. Join us if you've never been. Thursday, 8 p.m., HTC pastors will be leading in prayer on YouTube, htchurch.tv. We'd love to see you there. God bless you. God be with you. Have a great week in Jesus.